Welcome everybody to Yen Our Face Rocker Podcast number 92. We're getting old. There's a lot of these podcasts. At a certain point, there's no chance anyone's going to listen to the older ones, but that's okay. I say live in the moment. Keep following along and just, you know, live week by week. This week, we talk about the Hulu show, which is going to be coming out December 2nd. We just got back from New York Comic Con, which was fantastic. Thank you to all of you who were out there and supported us by showing up to our panel and not making us feel embarrassed with a empty room. We actually filled up the room, so that's good. That increases our likelihood of getting asked back next year, I am told. But honestly, most of this episode we're spent we're just yelling at John Carmen because he's the world's worst Destiny raid partner. By the way, if you, after listening to this episode, feel the need to help us out on our rating, feel free to send an application to Rocket Jump Tweet. You need to be level 40 or 290 light level or above. We could use some help, as you'll hear in very short order. Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. If you have an idea for a website, blog, you want an online store going, but you're not quite sure how to do that, and you're afraid, you know, I picked up an HTML for Dummies book, and I'm afraid of, you know, my website not looking super profesh. Well, Squarespace is the spot for you. Squarespace has a bunch of very, very professional looking templates, 24/7 customer support. If you want something to look good and professional, and it's on the web, there's no better place than Squarespace, and Squarespace will help you out with that. And we'll help you out if you head on over to squarespace.com and use the promo code FACERocker at checkout. You're going to get 10% off. So head on over there if you got a website that you've been hankering to build or whatever. They'll help you out, and they help us out too with this podcast. Enough of that. Let's get on to the show. Do you do the intros now, or do I do the intros?
I've been doing the intros.
Well, guess what? I'm taking them back. Welcome to the Face Rocker Podcast number 92, live, coming at you with Freddie,
live.
Matt. It's live right now.
Right now it is.
Hate to break it to you, Matt. You get your head in the game. It's happening. It's happening right now, and you're here. Everything is happening.
Speaking of getting your head in the game. Hey, John.
Before we get there, Matt Arnold here to my left, John Carmen, DJ Scritch Scratch himself, and Benji, podcast Mixmaster producer over in the corner.
We're supposed to talk about horror movies.
Yeah, it was October, everybody. We wanted to talk about horror movies. Just real quick,
Speaking of freak shows and horror movies.
God, what?
John Carmen's performance in...
Oh, God. Okay, we'll get to that.
Poor guy.
I talked to a kid...
I literally had someone ask me, "Are you DJ Scritch Scratch?"
No.
Yeah.
What context?
That's fantastic.
Okay. I mean, it's not like
John had a sign that said DJ Scritch Scratch
on Hollywood Boulevard.
No, I was coming home. Like, wait, are you? I was coming home from Comic Con,
which, by the way, we were all just at New York Comic Con, which was a blast.
This was a year.
Thank you.
The one before it.
Okay, so this story is officially 1 year old. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was sitting next to some guy on the train, and we got to talking. I said I was from Rocket Jump, or whatever. And I said, "Oh, it's like, what's your name?" I said, "John Carmen." He was like texting his friend, who was like a big Rocket Jump fan or whatever. And then he gets texting back like, "Are you DJ Scritch Scratch?"
Dude.
So he could have just like Googled my name,
no,
like John Carmen Rocket Jump.
Way.
Wait, if you Google John Carmen, do you find DJ Scritch Scratch?
I'm sure if you looked hard enough, I haven't looked.
Actually, it's on his Wikipedia page. It's on his Wikipedia page under
John.
Aliases.
Do you have a Wikipedia page?
Someone should set that shit up.
Yeah, I don't have one. We should get you one first. And I want it. Actually, can we just get a DJ Scritch Scratch?
Well,
yeah, it should be honestly the bigger. It usually you go with the bigger entity. In this case, yeah. DJ Scritch Scratch is the more well known.
Yeah.
And then underneath it in the thing, it's, you know, in parenthetical, also known.
Yeah,
as,
it's not a Bruce Wayne Wikipedia.
Well,
it's a Batman Wikipedia.
What could work is Senzaki just started the personal T-shirt trend here in the office. So when you make your own personal Carmen T-shirt, it should be a DJ Scritch Scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have DJ Scritch Scratch merchandise?
I saw it actually.
Better not, because that's not on the Rocket Jump store, and we want a piece of that.
Yeah, we get a piece of that. That sweet merch,
that
John.
Could fund this whole company.
You're just doing the Bruce Lee at the turntables, but you've just sort of crappily photoshopped your face on top of Bruce Lee, which is in and of itself already a Photoshop. So good work.
Oh, that's not real?
You're kidding, right?
I mean, I don't know. I thought like turntables existed back then, right? Maybe. Just,
wait.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just like high on cocaine and just like wanted to like.
Did you just say
wait?
Bruce Lee was high on cocaine.
Bruce Lee
was a DJ,
and it was a DJ.
No, maybe he was just like
Bruce Lee
was
a DJ.
I didn't say he was a DJ. I was saying maybe it was a photo of him just like hanging out in
front
of a turntable.
Why high on cocaine though?
Where did the cocaine go? You are all.
Do we have to apologize to the Lee dynasty right now?
It was the '80s, you know. Anything.
It's true. Everybody was.
Come on.
Yeah. Is that it?
Wait, you looked at that shirt and you thought that this was a real thing.
I didn't.
Just to be clear, the shirt where it appears to show Bruce Lee DJing, you thought that was like a real
thing. To be fair, in order to have the Zen state of martial arts and training and the fit body and mind that he has, cocaine is usually associated with.
That is. Cocaine. In Chinese, actually, it translates to the spiritual essence, all the great.
No, I hear they live longer there because of green tea and cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. Those two things.
Man, that'd be wild.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the cocaine that's wild.
I'm just imagining, you know, like those PBS stories on like all those old ladies, like the centurions that hang out together, and they're all just drinking their tea and hitting
just
their
doing
lines,
a line.
Just
doing
to keep
a line
it going,
off each other's chests.
So I guess we can talk about horror films. We don't need to talk about Destiny and our raid,
but we should. So
you can start it with that. We'll use the commercial break to get into the horror thing. So what's the deal?
This is what's happened. Okay, Matt Arnold. Is a Destiny hardcore bro.
Matt
there,
loves
you're one.
Destiny.
Hardcore bro.
You pre-ordered it. You
I
got
like
the
Destiny.
Stuff, you got the plush ghost that came with all pre-orders.
Not. I like Destiny. I played a lot.
He has a little mini Dinklage back when Peter Dinklage was the voice of the ghost.
I played
it. Squeeze it and it says lines from the game.
It says all the great lines. Like
you bought it early on and you were like, hey, I remember, I actually distinctly remember when you bought it. You said, everybody get on this.
We've woken
up.
I thought you were insulting him for a second when you said he had a mini Dinklage. I was like, that was out of left field. Leave him alone. He likes
Destiny.
He has a very small
penis.
Okay,
which is fine. There's no problem with that.
When you first got it, you said to everybody, hey, get on this. And Jimmy got on. I got on.
And you guys
Eli,
played for like no
and we
time,
played for like
except
an
for
hour.
Eli.
Eli played with you for a little bit.
Yeah, homie Eli played. And we played. He left before the first expansion. I played a little bit of the first expansion. Then I more or less left Destiny. I would occasionally come on. But like the first 4 months, I played a lot of Destiny.
And
I
remember,
got to level 30. I did all the raids.
And I remember you being like, it was always a mix of you being incredibly frustrated at the game and also being like, this is the best game ever.
Oh, it's a love-hate relationship. Like, I love the game, but like, I've never felt a game like... It feels like Bungie wants you to hate the game every time you play it. And like year one was just
like
them
like
leaving you alone. It was like every expansion just reset everything without telling you. There's just like nothing to do in it, but the game feels so damn good. It's the best shooting mechanics I've ever played and like so much about it should be cool. And I was so excited for Taken King.
And then so
and
Taken
King I've convinced
and you,
so
you,
many
you
people.
Basically told everybody to get on this now. I got on this.
I think we have like nine people.
Almost half the
it's
almost
you,
half the office.
You, Anthony Birch, Ashley Birch, John, Eli is back. Daniel, CTO, is on.
Danny is on.
Just got it. I'm trying to convince Clint, and Darnell says he won't, but he also says I have the silver tongue, and if he worked here, he would be on it. So I just need more time with Darnell.
So, I mean, but the point is everybody's on it, and everybody's playing it, like, constantly. Is Taken King fixed a lot of the problems, and from even what I remember, it's fun. There's a lot of stuff to do. It's one of the only times I've ever been social on the game.
I've shown up at like 7 a.m. and like seen like Eli and Anthony on. I'm like, that's right. That's right. I see John on all the time. I remember I played like 5 hours straight and then I had to go somewhere. And then I came back at like 10 o'clock at night and Freddie and John were still playing. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
And here's
about.
The question. So John is the subject of
John's
a lot of
so
debate.
Quiet. John just does not want to
but
talk
let me
about
ask you this. So John, how did you get into it? Was it Matt convincing you or what was it specifically?
Yeah, well, I had an Xbox One, which I eventually traded for a PS4 because Xbox
good
One
move,
was
bro.
Terrible.
Oh, good
terrible.
Move. Good move.
Oh shit!
But
flame war starting.
Yeah,
man.
But I played a little bit back then, and it was like fun, but it was it just felt like this dead end that I was playing.
Do
you
think kids right now are still fighting the Xbox PS4?
Absolutely.
Like,
they are
still.
You don't go on game sites.
So. Yeah, it has to.
Even I feel like Xbox One kids are just getting beat into the ground.
Nope.
Like, what can they say?
I don't know.
There's nothing they can say. Anyway, sorry. So John.
So
John
I played it for a little bit, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Like the base, like Matt said, the base shooting mechanics was fun. But I was on Xbox, so I had no one to play it with.
Yeah.
Because everyone else in the office is PS4s. And B, So it's the game is just not fun at all if you have no one to play it with, and it's too hard too. It's pretty much impossible. Like you can't. Do raids like you can't do raids without having like a microphone to coordinate and stuff like that. So I just like ditched it, you know, traded it back in for something else. And then Matt was telling me about how they're bringing, there's a year or two, they're
back.
And how I wouldn't have to, they're immediately boosting everyone's level up.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have to played. Go back and play the crappy.
I wouldn't have to like grind and do all this stuff to get to Matt's level. So
I promised him I'd play with him.
Yeah.
He's like, if you get on, you won't be alone.
Matt was a real car salesman about this. Yeah. He was like, if you want, hey, listen, you get there, I'll throw in free gaming sessions.
Well, what was the result? Is I got to do a raid two nights ago with five people I know in real life, rather than me and Eli and like four randos, or me most of the time by myself with
and five randos.
Yeah, this was the dream come true.
Now,
yeah.
Slash John has a certain play style, and that play style I would describe as aggressively relaxed. Like the way you approach the game. And
I like you. I like you explaining it as he's playing 5 minutes or 10 minutes in the future, like in the past.
So like, it's like, as if John is on. It's as if John is on like a video chat delay, and everything that happens in your world is 5 minutes in the past.
Yeah,
and over again.
No, how would you
Before I describe my play style, why don't we set up who I'm playing with for the listener? Okay, I am play the two people to my right. One is one of the best video game players of all time, in at least with the Guitar Hero. So someone is just natural. You are literally born talented with video games.
That's very
the fine, other, the John, other, the other. No, this, no, it's undisputed. It's not a compliment. It's a, you literally have an award.
I'm taking it as a compliment.
Okay.
And the other one.
And the other one is a. the other one is a hardcore Destiny guy who played it nonstop for the first year when no one else like was into it. So now I'm just kind of like.
Sounds like two fun guys.
I'm learning the ropes.
Sounds like two real, just like two
are those
captains
cool
of industry.
Yeah. No, two.
Sounds like you'd be lucky to be able to play.
Those guys sound cool enough to work
you're
for.
You're framing
Ben, do you want to play with us now?
I'm not like, outside of like Smash Brothers and the occasional Call of Duty round, I'm not a huge multiplayer guy. I've never played an MMO before.
Yeah.
Teamwork stuff with like, I had like, I literally bought my first ever gaming headset to like play Destiny. Like, I'm walking into, it's a casual gamer walking into a hardcore gamer's world right now. So please continue.
No, explain your play style.
Oh, my play style?
Yeah, if you were to sum it up.
You know what? I want you to do a post-mortem on your own raid.
Okay, let's keep in mind, I may not have the mad skills or the teamwork coordination stuff.
Yeah,
you
certainly
you know,
don't.
But,
which is no problem, by the
but
way.
But I completely did. I did enough grinding and I played enough hours to get some sweet ass essential gear, especially this this gun, which does crazy damage that no one else bothered to get.
I have
besides,
it.
Besides, yeah, Matt and I, yeah, yeah. I just one other person. So without and I believe the quote of one of our teammates was. John Carmen is off the charts in terms of doing damage with the main boss that we were fighting. Mm-hmm. So,
and he's
just gonna
off, and he's
sounds
off
like
the
you're doing pretty well, John.
No, but
there's a disconnect here.
I'm trying.
real quick, this is Rashomon. Like, it's like us going back.
I'll be the first to admit that I'm a human being. I make mistakes.
That's very big.
But
of you.
Playing with one of the greatest gamers in the world and a hardcore Destiny fan. You know, trying your best may not be good enough. You know,
we also had Anthony, who also a new Destiny player,
game designer,
game writer,
lead game designer on a very similar game.
He's a writer.
Oh, sure,
but
whatever.
Different job.
It still involves some video gameplay. Let's not beat around.
Video games.
I'm sure it
involves video games.
Part of his job, he works in video games.
Smash Brothers.
Thank you. That's amazing. Coming from you, Matt,
you're very
the best
Smash
player I know.
You're probably better Smash than me now because I don't play.
I doubt that. No, because like every time you just pick it up, you beat me no matter how much I'm playing. No, you're the best.
I feel bad for bullying John. He's saying such nice things, but
yeah,
John.
That's
not,
the dynamic.
It's not about. It's not.
We gotta make good radio
about,
for the people.
About your
for the people watching, bully away.
The people watching. The people listening home. Let me just give context, okay? Because here's what would happen on the raid is we would all the raid is you know it's like a puzzle, like six people puzzle with guns. You're trying to figure out what to do, and we'd be throwing stuff around. We'd be throwing out theories and observations.
John very quiet.
But people would say something, and someone would counter that with their own experience, and that would adjust. It was a very interesting group dynamic. We went into this raid blind. We didn't know what to do. And we would be like, okay, break. We are just we discuss. We, this is what we're going to try. This
we have
route.
Two groups of three, and we've been using these two groups of three for 20 minutes now. Break, and we'd all move, and then all of a sudden there'd be a group of two, and then John Carmen's now the fourth person on the other side. We're like, John, get over here. Like, wait, what are we doing? And we're like, we've been doing this for 20 minutes. And the thing is, like, it wasn't like the first time. It's like we were on that moment for like 30 minutes before.
Well, my favorite thing was then Anthony came over. I was like, Anthony, what are you doing here? Aren't you on the other team? He's like, and he told him the chat. He's like, well, I'm on this side now because John Carmen decided to switch teams for some reason.
Yeah. playing with five brainiacs, okay? I'm just demo John, casual gamer John, playing with
five. I bet it's tough. I see the way Matt handles some of his partners. Well, we used to. So I can't imagine what it's like.
Well,
in
we
this
used throw to. People under the bus? Has that happened man. Before?
Yes.
Oh, really?
He is the bus driver.
Yeah. Now we've done
over a pile of bodies.
Yo. I think we found a new nickname.
So we've been
Matt.
Playing. We've been
Matt
playing a
bus
lot.
Bus driver Arnold.
So during the week,
hey, if I'm driving the bus, I'm not throwing people under it.
You're driving over people.
My hands are full with the wheel.
So we've been playing some games.
I'll take the bus driver as my nickname.
We've been playing some games recently on Twitch. We had twitch.tv/rocketjump. So you can kind of see where you know kind of how we are. We want to stream Destiny just because the dynamic, honestly, speaking as the non. You know, of the duo, the dynamic between Matt and John Carmen is like one of the funniest.
I can imagine
funniest.
I bet
things
it's incredible.
I've ever seen because it's so knocked down.
I'll just put it this way: Anthony
out.
Is one of the nicest people I know. And when me and Freddie played just a three-person thing with John, and we were giving John such a hard time the next day, Anthony was like, "Man, you guys are being really mean to John." I was like, "It's okay. John knows we love him. I think." And then after the raid, Anthony was like, "I get it."
But to be fair,
I didn't know that. I got a bone to pick with Anthony now.
We were
speaking
hard.
Of bus throwing.
He loves
sure, he said that in confidence.
Yeah. No, we
didn't know
like,
it would be aired in front of the entire internet.
He wants to play with you, John. But what we don't want is 4 hours of our time wasted.
We didn't, dude. You said that we made good like we for the first night we played it for beating that first huge boss. I think we did okay.
I think I'm doing
just
a
because
job of
every moment
John.
Didn't go so perfectly according to your little schematics
I guess,
doesn't mean.
I guess the difference is we're not expecting Swiss clockwork. Here's why. Okay, when I
really
the
you
lack
are.
Of apology.
This is it is. It's the lack of apology, Benji. Just to give you context, like I screw up a couple.
I'm
times.
Not gonna apologize for playing a fucking video game with you.
So
guys.
Benji, I screwed up. I screwed
you
up.
Guys, like, you owe us an apology because you take it so much seriously tonight. This is getting the crux of the.
I shot a gun and it wiped everybody. He's like, yeah. Oh shit, sorry, I didn't know shooting a
Here's
gun. I didn't know shooting a gun did that. I apologize. I won't do that again. 2 times later, John shoots a gun. We're like, who shot that gun? We all wiped and he just hear, eh. John!
It's the
no
chuckle.
Apology. No, like, sorry guys, I accidentally. John's like, whatever, it slipped. I was just having fun. Like, why is that?
Well,
John?
No, that was. Wait, John, I want to just
it did
drill
slip.
In. Wait, can I drill in really quick?
Wait,
wait, stop. I want to drill in really quick because you shot a gun which activated a bunch of people moving, which wiped our team. John, your excuse was your finger slipped and you pulled the trigger accidentally.
Yeah,
how are you holding your controller?
How long you guys played for? Those, you know, what?
Yeah, countless hours at a time per raid. The raids last 7 hours if you're the best in the world, okay?
For the first time. We played for about 4.5 hours straight. I got to say, I mean, putting it in perspective, I understand that we're very intense.
We are very intense.
You guys work
a long amount of time to play anything.
You guys work all day at the office.
Work
then you go
hard,
home and you work. You
hard.
Treat Destiny as work. Whereas me, I'm
no.
like, hey, I'm going to log on and play with my
hard. Play hard. Yeah. I mean, this is what
hard,
happened.
Play
actually,
hard.
I mean, like, here's the thing, though. This is we have a history of this. We have a history of this.
You play
we
harder
playing,
than you work.
When we were playing Left 4
that's
Dead.
That's very true.
When we
you,
were
like
playing
I said,
Left 4
like,
Dead.
Hold on. Like
seen
I said,
this worked.
Matt, you got more angry at me than anything screw up I did, like. On a job,
set, yeah.
on his job or whatever, where like the stakes were actually real, when the stakes are video game stakes.
That's true, actually. I've actually never seen that angry at anybody at work, but I have seen that angry on video games.
That's because I need you to keep doing your job, and I want to inspire you at the office. I don't want you to waste my time on the raid. Like,
imagine,
I accept I have to, you know,
imagine
foster
how much,
creativity
imagine
here, but
how
on
much
the
more
raid,
successful.
I want your shit in the game, John.
Imagine how much more successful a business we would have if we flipped that.
Do you want us to flip that here?
We could.
We could flip it, John.
Here's what happens.
Let's do this.
Benji's nodding his head like,
How about we become hard at work and we play soft?
Look.
Yeah, work hard, play soft.
Yeah.
That's the new slogan.
When we start running this place like tyrants, we'll be like, yo, John Carmen said,
yeah.
we're too soft at work. We're too hard on the
game.
Well,
here's what we used to do. Is when we played Left 4 Dead.
No, it is our fault. Because
it's absolutely our fault. We used to play Left 4 Dead. John, sorry. It's a formal apology so that every...
I'm still going to apologize to you guys.
I know you won't.
No, you're not. You're just going to
chuckle. You're never going to
change. But we used to play Left 4 Dead. It would be Matt, myself, your friend Badgley.
And all three of us are super intense.
We were intense.
We never kept a fourth person for more than a night.
Yeah, we would play. It's a team of four. The next night we'd be like, "Hey, you want to get on Left 4 Dead?" And they would like be like, "Oh no, it's okay." Oh yeah,
you, what, like you got some time? Screamed at for 2 hours. Like,
you
get,
yeah, play. It's like you guys are just a little intense. I've heard that one. You guys are just a little too intense. Listen, man, you want to ride with the big dogs. Well, those fight because Anthony
sounds like
related
the kind of team
story.
I want
to
be a
Anthony
part of.
Related.
I think Benji would thrive. Benji would give as good as he takes, and he would.
That's
thrive.
That's what you gotta do.
Sounds like my kind of mindset there.
Yo, you got PS4, Benji?
No.
So also, real quick,
going
at
the office here though. I could play.
Anthony related Destiny to us a story where the circumstances of which he uninstalled Left 4 Dead 2, and you know, I bring this up not to take away his story from him, which is a great story, but just to illustrate our mindset, which was he was playing and he basically was telling his team like, "Don't do this one thing. If you got just don't do this."
It was his birthday where
thing.
They were throwing a birthday party.
They
for him.
Threw a party for him. They were gonna play Left 4 Dead 2, and he was like, "The team, don't do this one thing." And then the team then proceeded to do that one thing and then wipe the team. And he got so angry.
He yelled at his friends.
He yelled at. He's like, "I realized that I yelled at my friends on my birthday, so I uninstalled Left 4 Dead 2, and I haven't played it since." And we heard this story, and Matt and my response both were like,
"But you told them.
But
you
didn't tell them the one thing. That's their fault." And it was your birthday, so they didn't listen to you on your birthday. That's your friend's fault.
Yeah, Jake was like, "Your friends ruined your birthday."
That's what that is. That's from my perspective. That's you told them what to not to do, and they did that one thing.
They
willfully disrespected you.
Benji, is this why nobody wants to watch our Twitch? Because nobody wants to play with us, because we're clearly...
Maybe because we're mean, because we did viewer games, and we started letting people play with us. And I know I'm not polite to the people I play with. I run my
I think that just comes from being
the mouth
because you played sports. It's that competitive.
I mean, it means nothing. I mean,
it's part of the competitive
winning
nature.
Winning is fun, but winning with sportsmanship is not nearly as fun. Winning without it,
Benji.
Like, honest to God,
can
go,
we get that
go,
on a shirt?
Go compete with someone in anything. Do it. Play that game and win. Just being nice the whole time, not doing anything, and then do it again, and then just be an asshole the whole time, and see how much more fun that is.
That's how you unleash your right rage and your anger.
That needs to be our banner on Twitch. Right? It's just Rocket Jump. Winning with sportsmanship is not nearly as fun as winning without.
It's like, think it's just so. If every sport had sportsmanship, the numbers would be crap.
It elevates it.
Right?
The moment you score one goal in Rocket League, and the first thing you do is type GG, it's you're throwing down the stakes.
You throw down the
stakes. You're throwing down the stakes.
Burn the boat. Yeah.
Because there's only two ways that goes. Because it actually helps both people. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
If they can beat you, because they're going to get that, and they feel that challenge. If the other team beats you, how
they feel
do
so
they
much better
feel?
About it?
How great do they feel
great.
For that for what you've done for them? And if you win, how much worse is it? Right?
Yeah.
This is we operate in extremes. There's no such thing as right down the middle of the road when it comes to video games. It's either the highest highs of victory or the lowest lows of defeat.
Yeah.
And absolute.
And it humbles you when you type in GG after that first goal.
There's only
one
way.
You're like, yep. I deserve that.
You feel it.
I messed it up.
There's only one way out of that forest once you're that deep. You just keep going forward.
Exactly.
You can't turn around. There's no lifeboat.
You
gotta just
need,
go for it.
And when we used
I'm
to,
with
when, it. I was on a Minecraft server and it was a server that allowed you to basically grief people. It was griefing was okay, and we would do that. My team and I would grief people. We would find their bases. We would take gravel, replace all the stuff in their chest and fill up all their rooms with gravel because it was really annoying to do it. And we call ourselves the gravel police. And people got on the subreddit and were like, "This is bullshit. You guys suck." And they hold the things like, "These guys suck. We got to get them banned from the server." And I just responded back. I was like, "Wrong. You love us. Our existence makes your life dangerous and exciting. And that's, secretly, you need people like
us." You realize
us.
That it's literally the supervillains. Speech is unbreakable.
Like, I mean, like honestly.
Like you're,
okay.
I don't know if I can follow Freddie down.
I think at this point, hearing the viewers are firmly on my side.
John is clearly.
I told you, John was like, if you guys.
I'm sitting with video game supervillains right here.
This week's episode is brought to you by everyone's favorite subscription box service. I'm talking, of course, about our friends over at Loot Crate. Every month, Loot Crate will ship out a box of at least $40 worth of geek, gamer, pop culture, gear, collectibles, apparel, comics, all delivered right to your door. And if you head on over to lootcrate.com/facerocker, enter the promo code facerocker, you get $3 off of any new subscription. Every month they do a different theme. They've done stuff for Walking Dead, Legend of Zelda, Star Wars. This month's theme, by the way, is time. Because, you know, Back to the Future's 30th anniversary, right? That's right. Back to the Future. They're going to do a little bit of Bill and Ted. And what's the other show about time that's on the BBC? Doctor something? Doctor whatever? It's escaping my mind. Anyway, head on over to Loot Crate. And if you're not in the U.S., don't worry. They ship to over 13 different countries. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's Loot Crate, and the cutoff happens right after that. So if you want to get in on that Doctor Who action, it's time to get going over there. You only have a few days left, so lootcrate.com/facerocker. Enter the code FACERocker and save yourself $3 on your new subscription.
Like, John sounds like the absolute, like, worst person to play in a game because he's just there trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, you don't care. You don't care if you win or lose. So then when
it's just a game to these guys.
I have more fun knowing that you're upset than just winning. If I win and you don't care, that doesn't feel the same as winning and
absolutely.
You care. Like, but I would rather just lose.
Here's the thing. If everything went perfectly that night, you'd have nothing to talk about in this podcast.
Oh, we would have talked about this. This is great. True. We did. But John. It is just
turn that one around.
When everything went perfectly in Roman society, they didn't just hang out. They threw a triumph.
We would have been talking about horror movies, which is what the audience wanted. So now you've wasted the audience's time too. Not only did you waste our time on the raid, you wasted the audience's time. Remember when he said, you're like, hey, don't talk about the raid stuff anywhere, because if we do, I was like, let's stream this. And you're like, no, everybody's going to hate me. What did I say?
I wasn't genuine. I was like, your impression of me is, no, everyone's going to hate me. Like, that's like, dude, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't give a shit.
John
like,
Carmen, Renegade Rogue video game.
Stream if you want. I don't care.
Dude, yeah. Way to have, a good attitude, John, you asshole.
John, can I come over?
Way to be a good person.
John, honestly, though, can I come over and set up? Can I come? Wait, you know, I can do it for my
I would love to play in the same room. But here's the thing. It is just a game to us. That's why we can be that intense.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, that's really the ultimate thing. It's like, it is just a game. So we can put all this intensity in the magic circle of the game world. And the moment we step out of that game, I don't care if Freddy screamed at me, called me a piece of shit on the planet, and get my shit together, because it's just a game.
It's just a game.
No, I don't care either. But you clearly thrive off of that intensity, and then it gives
you stories. When you enter the octagon, John, when you
become legend, John, Destiny's a lifestyle.
Destiny TM.
I think that's their slogan.
Become legend.
I'm gonna start using that to inspire you during the raid. Like,
John, become legend.
Pay attention. John's gonna be playing. Back. Oh, I got a notification. I got a text message from Matt. Hold on, let me just, and then just underneath, just all lowercase. Become legend.
John, are you playing with us tonight?
Of course.
I mean, that was
poor
it.
John. You guys were
all
guys,
good, right?
You guys were leaning on John earlier to make sure he'd be playing tonight. Poor guy was worried in the cubicle. He's like, man, I share a TV with my roommate, and now I'm supposed to play a 10-hour game, steal the TV from him. Everybody's like, you playing? Poor John's just trying
to be a
good
guy.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not sure if Jake's going to let me play. And then they run off, and they like corner Jake, and they're like, they come back, and they're like, we talked to Jake.
Like, I seen Eli bring Jake out to like have a discussion with
John. I was about to say, I'll go talk to Jake, but he did it.
I get it, man.
I was about to say, I'll go talk to Jake, but did y'all?
It's already been taken care of. Yeah.
I do. I feel.
John, I feel like I'm gonna go up to Jake.
Plans have been changed.
I'm gonna go up to Jake. I'm gonna give him $20. Be like, yo, go see a movie or something.
Hey, Jake. No, wait, I hope he has a breast pocket to like he can stuff it in.
Hey, kid, go see The Martian.
Yo, go see a movie, John.
Go get yourself a soda.
Hey, get your TV tonight,
hey,
Jake.
Hey, kid. Hey, go see a movie tonight. Go take care of yourself. It's just John. It's just Jake. Just out in the mean streets.
Find a nice lady and take her out. You know.
Yeah. Just Jake in the mean streets of LA. It's like because mom's back at home with the new boyfriend.
Is that really Destiny. is that becoming a big problem between you and Jake? The constant Destiny playing.
No, it's more just like that sinking feeling of like hearing him walking. He's about to walk through the front door.
Yeah. John,
and like, and I'm still and like I've been sitting in the same spot as when he left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
he's gonna see me here. I'm just so I feel like such a pathetic. Like here's the thing. Let's talk about some real stuff. How do you kind of like feel about you're like, you're ambitious and you're like, you're starting this company and you want to make all this amazing stuff. Yet a good third of your week at least is being spent playing a game, which is outside of the fun you have of playing it, is doing nothing for your life.
And no, but not, here's the, that's, feel, and that's where you're wrong. I know real quick, that's where you're wrong, because when you're saying it does nothing for your life, you're absolutely incorrect. Here's what it does. It allows you to do the rest of it. Because if it was all just ambition and limitless potential and just constantly working at that, you'd burn yourself out. You need to have
You want to talk about real stuff, John? You want to talk about real stuff?
Listen, some people, they like, hey, you know what? I've been working hard this week. I'm going to go see a movie. You know what I mean?
I'm not seeing
like,
movies right now.
Hey, I did a little bit of work today. Now I'm going to play 6 hours of Destiny tonight.
So, look, are we going to be playing are we going to be playing 6 hours of Destiny a month from now every day? No, part of it's like that new, it's that new game
smell.
Yeah,
you guys are rolling.
It's all that craziness. It'll die down. I'll start playing, you know, maybe an hour or so a day, and then occasionally on raid nights you play a bunch. Also, raids will start going faster.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Part of that is, like you said, right, we crazy workspace, long hours, lots of stuff. Sometimes the way you gotta come down from that is a game. Sometimes you want to just relax.
But this is more than a game. This is a commitment. This is a MMO. This is a world. This is like think about like the horror stories like World of Warcraft. This is
we're
starting to approach.
I don't have Destiny plugged into our edit room and playing Destiny all
Although
day.
Although you did joke about doing that.
So. Yeah. We could.
We would do that.
I mean, we could. I mean, we probably will.
I mean, we won't. We shouldn't do that, but we would do that.
Yeah.
But
this is I think, by far, at this point, the most hours I've ever put into
a
game.
The thing, though.
Does Eli lead the raids? Who leads the raids? Because Eli's a military man. Is he acting?
It's all.
Is it everyone acting like?
I mean, it's for the most part, it's like everyone's like equal part, but it's like, you know, these guys kind of like to take the reins.
Well, here's what happens.
You don't shyly. It's like, yeah, we take leadership of the raid. I got no problem being a leader, John.
You know what we do? You know what we do?
Whoever speaks the loudest, you know what I'm saying?
Eli and Daniel. And Anthony don't got no problem.
Yeah, because you guys can just like chat. They can just sit back and be like, oh, what's the plan? That's why I'm silent. Because I'm like, okay, like,
you're
these guys.
You're the only one who wasn't. Everybody else felt free to communicate and express themselves that entire time.
Yeah, but I know my place in the natural order of things. I'm not like, you know, the most quick-witted, I guess. So
we're not riffing and cracking jokes. We're not pitching sketches over there, John.
Your wits are more than just jokes, my friend.
Really
They're
quick,
also
just to make sure, when you refer to wits and puzzles, you're referring to what can be communicated in a first-person shooter, which is probably 8th grade.
Sometimes we're just like, John, what happened to you? What happened when this happened to you? Like, did you have an icon over your head? And you're just like, guys, should I be on this bun? We're like, John, that was the last room. That was so long ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm getting up, you know, from the couch. I'm like answering text messages or what. I'm like trying to like be a human being while also being immersed in this world.
Okay, so that explains it.
It's a split attention.
There's the problem, John. Finally, trying to be a human.
That's all I need to know. I had headphones on, dark room, 100% focus on the screen.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do you know why? Because I got 5 people I care about, including you, John, that I don't want to waste their time. I want them to win. I want them to defeat that raid. I'm not saying they're
texting.
Is
it about them or is it about you?
We need to make one of those.
It's definitely 90% about me, but like a good 10%.
As long as we're
about,
solid.
A good 10% is about
as long
the,
as we're
about
being
the
honest.
Team. 10%.
We need to get one. We need to make one of those like office motivational posters that just says like focus or leadership, and it's you in the dark room. You know,
okay.
That would be great.
That would be sweet.
Just Matt screaming
screaming at like someone like from the Twitch.
How different have you found it? Because it's funny they think that because like right. How different you've pointed out this difference of how I will act with you, say on.
That's a good thing, though. That's obviously a good thing that you have that. That's
exactly.
Obviously a really good thing
see,
that
John,
you can do
I
that.
Need that Destiny.
Yeah,
I need that Destiny to unleash.
That Destiny's
otherwise,
that Destiny's a steam valve.
John, I'll tell you
John.
What, you're not always an easy customer here at work either. And
yeah.
I need a place.
You're purging all.
I need a place to purge it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I need to stay cool and calm here.
Okay, so Destiny's basically what you're saying is
John,
future here at this company is determined on how much you let me berate me. And
it's determined on how much you play Destiny with me.
Okay.
As long as you keep playing Destiny with me, you have a place.
You know, John, you ever talk about, like, you ever talk to a guy like those extreme sports junkies, those guys who do, like, you know, skydiving or wingsuiting? You ever talk to a guy like, who does that? They are universally just the chillest, like, nothing affects them, cool dudes. because the adrenaline, you know, when they seek that adrenaline high, and that's where they find themselves emotionally, right?
That's what Destiny is.
That's what Destiny is for us here, mm-hmm. right?
Skydiving.
That's high level.
It's the peak. Destiny is the pinnacle of human. Like,
Destiny
experience.
Is our extreme sport. Yeah.
That is the peak of adrenaline. Like, really, wow.
The best.
So many
Destiny
listeners.
Is your skydiving. So many listeners right now, you guys are my
heroes. Head, like, wow. I looked up to these guys, and they really are kind of sad.
You know what? But the three people who are like, apologize. I get that.
There,
I have to apologize.
There is
for
someone
actions.
That gets that. There's the, someone yeah, out there.
You know
that's
that, and those
like,
ballers. Yes. And those ballers know.
Mm-hmm.
Those ballers our know how to guardians. Roll. Our fellow guardians. Protectors.
I got to play this game. You guys have sold me. Put me in there.
Join.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should practice first. I feel like I should not just join.
You know what? For all the
Well, even if you
fine.
Join, you'd have to spend like... Yeah. A good 12 to 20
it's a lot,
hours.
It's a lot of time to get into,
before
but you'd be
get
fine.
To our level to do the stuff. Because
you would
doing.
Apologize.
Wait, what? I have to play 20 hours before I can just play in a level with you guys?
Pretty much.
Oh man.
It's a commitment, Benji. You don't
step play. Into commitments lightly.
It's yeah. kind of like a selling your soul to the devil thing. Like it's going to be really fun and fulfilling in a sense, but like you're a good chunk of your life.
You have
you don't
be,
just okay.
will disappear before your very eyes.
That's true. That's right? true. You don't right. just yeah. That
maybe
makes
tandem for a while.
Mm-hmm. You'll tandem for a bit. But get when you get into skydiving, that's a full weekend.
And then eventually you get in a wingsuit. And that's where we're at. We're in the wingsuit of Destiny.
We're cresting mountains.
Can I just go on a little sidebar? I was Googling Destiny merch, and I came
Wait,
across.
Were you going to buy Destiny stuff?
Well, I was curious. I was curious.
Buy Matt a present? That's so thoughtful.
Well, dude, I mean, I would totally buy everyone this if I could, but they're totally sold out. Yeah. They have N-gram stress balls. Have you seen those?
Oh no,
dude! They have it's like a set of like no all of the way. Colors. You buy a set of stress balls and
Wait,
it's like
from them
purple, green.
Or like XD,
they're official. They're official, but they sold out extremely quick. So they're listed on the store, but they're like sold out.
Oh, they'll come back,
dude. That I'm saying like awesome. We got to work our Activision connection yeah. right now and get some of those.
Get well, some Destiny stress.
Funny
balls.
Funny that you bring that up because we're actually sponsored by Destiny. It's Destiny stress balls. So
Destiny stress balls.
We got
to
ship
need.
It. We'll open the box next podcast.
We'll open the box next podcast. Don't worry,
dude. That yeah. that would help me
way,
focus
how,
if I had the,
that's
some
not
of these
sponsorships
out.
Work. No, you need both your hands on the fucking controller, okay. John.
That's your problem.
Sometimes we're sometimes
guys, I don't think I should play.
Yeah.
John, did you just suggest that you were going to take one hand off the controller to relieve stress?
Yeah, because sometimes we're just like. Sitting around and be like, okay, how do we get past this room?
You know what we should do? You know what we should do? Well, next time we go, we should be like, just get on Yelp and be like, all right, cool, like travel massage people. And just yeah. be like, it's just like, you know, like massage therapist and just call one over and be like, John, there's going to be a knock at your door in about 10 seconds. And like what is that? It's like, John, sit down. You're going to play. We've sent a massage therapist to keep you in the game.
That would be freaking bliss.
That would be yeah. cool.
Dude, if you're willing to spring for show up at home masseuse, I would be like so in the game. I would yeah. just be like
wait,
immersed.
Really?
Would
that,
really?
Will that,
so in the game.
Wait, back up. To be clear, I just want to make sure you're making a contract here with me, a social contract. If we get you a masseuse to massage you while playing Destiny, will you pay attention? And not screw
yeah,
around.
I mean, I'd have to swallow my pride because Jake would probably just be like, is shaking his head at the sight.
You know what?
Of
that's what it is.
Shirtless.
You know we have to do that shirtless. Only when we know Jake can walk back home into it, though. Like, that's the only thing we have to make sure.
John is still under the peer pressure of his roommate. Like, yeah. he can't sit there and apologize.
It's not
like,
pressure.
Sorry
he's
about
not.
That.
He's fine with it. It's yeah. just more of just like, it's
personally,
more.
Yeah.
It's not. It's nothing from him. It's more just like,
you're
like self-loathing. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. ugh. Like, because he's Jake. Just
so
Jake's
you hate
like
yourself. That's what it is. For playing the game, you hate yourself.
Should we get into some
weird
talk?
It.
Do you
this
hate yourself,
really
John?
There's just, I just, there's a lot. There's unlocked. A lot of things I want to accomplish before I die, and I know that
getting
some of those
12
things,
exotic well, engrams not, is not one of them.
Like after, like, okay, instead of like the thought of, oh, I'm tired, I'm done, or my eyes hurt, I gotta end this game. Like after a 10-hour day of Destiny or whatever game you're playing, John, you're of the mind where you go, oh, that was so much fun, and then your brain goes one next step, and you go, oh, that was 10 hours where I could, that's
I could
something in my life now.
Yeah.
That's something on, like when I'm about to die, there's something that I have to
yeah.
cross off.
So
now.
Here's the thing though. It's a little above that just because mm-hmm. of the communal aspect. You're like, it feels like a, you know, like
mom,
a,
I'm playing with my friends.
Yeah, here's advice yeah. from a man many years. You're older.
Senior.
You're senior, John.
Yeah.
You need a balance between your work and your life. If you're playing too much Destiny, that you're, yes, you should not be playing. We should not be playing so much that we're constantly losing sleep over it. But relaxing.
Has your wife said anything to the effect of like maybe you should play a little less Destiny?
She hasn't said you should play a little less because she's seen this enough that she knows. She's like, how much longer do you think it's going to be like this? And I was like, it's probably going to be another week or so where I'm playing this much. She's like, okay. But she's known me for a very long time. That's a real relationship.
That's pretty good, yeah.
That's why you're together for 10 years.
Real relationship isn't saying, oh, you need to stop.
I'll tell you what, I can't stop watching Bold and the Beautiful and getting dinner every night, though. It's like, well, that's the compromise. I pick up dinner every night and I watch the show. But
beautiful.
Yeah. I forget where I was going. Oh, John, you're spending time with friends.
That's what I just said.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just said that. Yeah.
And here's the other thing. If you were putting your head 100% in the game, it would be worth it. Because that puzzle solving, that leadership skills you can get from leading a raid, I know it sounds silly, but it helps me every day. be the man I am.
You need to write a book with like wearing a suit on the cover.
Oh,
and you're
my
being
God.
Like
the 10 Habits of Highly Successful Raid Leaders by Matt Arnold. Number 10, Matt. What would you say?
Like, yes. We should just do like how to achieve success in business.
Success
but
in
all
business
my all
destiny.
My advice is like be a good raid leader and just completely nonsense.
Like, it's like communication is key. Sometimes when you got two witches,
when you
on
buy
both
a game,
sides.
Complete it. Don't go from one game to the other. Losers do that. A real leader buys a game, finishes it to completion, then buys his next game. You do that, you'll
Matt's,
find success
or Matt's
in
case,
business.
Or in Matt's case, accidentally pre-orders the same game twice from two different retailers and
twice.
Then gets two copies
and
the
special
of the
edition with the big box.
You know, I Matt, I feel like you just buy stuff on default. I don't believe that you're completing every one of these games that you're buying. Like,
wow.
Come on. Like,
John,
he is.
Do as I say, not as I do.
All right, hold on.
The guy
because I definitely that was. I was just trying to come up with a fun advice piece. I definitely don't come close to. That's why we're not successful at business, John. Yes, I don't follow these.
You
advice.
Should just be like a Joel Osteen bullshitter. You know what I mean? Like just the guy who's just
Joel
like.
Osteen.
He's that guy with the beady eyes who's like giving life.
Sued.
He's given like successful life advice.
Oh, the guy on YouTube.
I don't know. He's everywhere.
He's like, this is my Ferrari. You can learn that,
is it that guy.
No. He's I think it might be there.
That was the funniest. I gotta say, that worked. I watched that video.
I was curious. I was like, who is? But I was more like, who are you?
Well, yeah.
That's all he needs.
Yeah. Hey, he hit upon something that worked. It was enough that people made fun of it.
Speaking as your former roommate, Matt, I 100% believe that you are beating all of these games because I've never seen another human operate, and it still blows my mind to this day. I don't know how you do it or I don't know how it's possible, but the way you operate on the amount of sleep that you get.
Yeah, you know how you do it? You fall apart at this age, and now I go to bed every night at 10 o'clock. That's what happens.
You hit a wall?
There's a wall
at some point.
I think we our friend had a theory that you have X number of sleepless nights.
Yeah,
and
once you hit it, it's over.
I've used them up. If you had like 400 or 500, whatever it is, they're all gone.
As of now, you've used them up?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure you're ready for this raid tonight?
Dude, I'll tell you what. That staying up till 1:30, like I was the first when people were like, when I was in that, you remember, when we were in that maze, I was like, Let's end it on a good note, everybody. We beat the boss. Let's go to bed. Let's not be in this maze because I was getting sleepy. And tonight, you know, I don't think we'll go much past. When I was playing Destiny, I was playing raids and nightfalls till like 4 or 5 a.m. Like,
and then you get up at what 8 to go to work.
That's not happening anymore. Jesus, I go to bed at 10 o'clock every night now. Because I wake up earlier because my wife wakes up earlier.
And then when you get up, you play.
I do play. I do play when I get up.
Are you worried that, like, I don't know, like investors or someone's going to like hear this and be
late.
Like, what? Like, we've backed a company that's run by man babies.
I don't think there was ever any question about that. Yeah,
no.
I don't think anybody looks at what we do making internet videos and thinks these are mature and old adults. They think these are all man children. Who figured out a way to still be man.
Sometimes I will. There'll be a time where 2 months from now I'll play Destiny very little, and then every time I wake up, it'll be watching a movie or TV. I go in phases. I consume. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm playing a lot of games. In a couple months, I'll be watching all my Criterions again. It just is what it is.
Also,
right
rotation.
Now, this formula's worked so far. It's been working so far, so good.
Ain't broke, don't fix it.
Ain't broke, don't fix it. John, this is a lot of life advice coming at you. Yeah. I'm sorry. This is a very instructive.
I'm glad you're here at this company.
I'm always glad
you're on
John's
the raid
around.
Team with me.
I'm going to have to get in on one of these raids. I guess I'll have to set aside 20 hours to get myself ready.
No, you're going
to
be part of the Eli thing.
You should watch.
Okay.
You should watch.
I'll watch first. I'm going to get into this.
It sounds like fun. I really like the intensity. I
knew you would.
I think I need to get into it for the intensity. I've been shut out of intense situations for too long now.
Hands down, the most intense gaming.
Really?
Like the relay race thing we did was just great, and the amount of coordination was just like go go go, and then like it's really hard to sum it up.
Great though.
It was so cool when you completed that.
No, I loved it. I loved it.
Literally, it was three teams of two, and like one person had to stay on the platform. Otherwise, everybody dies, like, instantly.
Yeah.
And then there's a middle thing. Essentially, it's like a relay where you stay on the platform and you get, like, 10 energy. Mm-hmm. And you run up to the middle and extinguish it. But then somebody else has to take your spot because they'll die.
Gotcha.
But there's bad guys spawning in both places. So it's literally a relay of, it's like, and I have it, go. And then they run. And then they are extinguishing. Somebody else is running. And it's just this, like, relay of three people rotating. And the moment you get to any spot, you have to kill all the bad guys. And then we're all literally saying out loud when we have the items because you have to tell the person.
They're spawning more and more enemies as they're going.
That sounds cool. That sounds
intense. That's awesome. Yeah. We're going to do – it took us, like, 3.5 – I think we did about 4 hours where we got to. I guarantee you tonight we'll get it done in, like, 2. Honestly, I think the hardest part is going to be the jumping puzzle again. And I bet you about we'll get through it in about 2 hours or an hour and a half, and then we'll probably at least beat the next boss. Maybe we'll beat the whole raid tonight.
How many bosses are there in a raid?
Three
bosses.
Three main ones. You know, the relay is not a boss. I don't know. I haven't spoiled the raid yet, so I don't know if there's any, like, tough. I know there's, like, a piston jumping thing. I know there's another jumping puzzle because they showed it in, like,
a those jumping puzzles are intense. Really, it's fun, man. It's cool. It's intense.
Well, I'm glad to have you on, John.
You sold
I'm
me.
Glad
you're
to be
a,
here.
You're a you real, sold me. You're a real asset to the team. Sometimes
I'm the core jester. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what. Yeah, that's what.
Sometimes
that's
he slips
what,
on a banana peel and ruins what, the queen's dress.
No, I'll tell you what.
By the way, real quick, when SEAL Team 6 took down Bin Laden, they did have a jester on the team. You're right. They did have a jester.
I'll try to scream at you less, but
no, John. They did not. No, John.
I was really intrigued. I was like,
yeah, that's who Geronimo was.
Someone for laughs. When they went on their highest, most important missions, John. No, they didn't. Of course not, John.
My wife hasn't complained about how much I've played, but she did too. And when she woke up the next morning, I was like, was I waking up? Did you hear me screaming at John? And she's like, Matt, you were screaming at John a lot last night. So tonight, I'll try to scream less. She's like, you should be nicer to John. So
well, that was
no,
nice.
I'm going to be the devil. I'm going to be the devil on your shoulder. No, you shouldn't.
I'm going to let you be. I know I shouldn't. I mean, I know. If we're going
to
win.
You know what it is? You know what we need to do? Sorry, John. You plug your ears here. We should do good cop, bad cop with John.
No. We should be bad cop, bad cop. It's going to be good tonight. We'll have fun.
I'm going to have to check some out. I'll be here late tonight anyway, so I'm going to have to check it out. I'll check it out.
Should we talk about horror movies for 20 seconds?
We got like 3 minutes. We got to wrap it up anyway, so we'll just do it as like a lightning round. Just because it's October, and this way we can make ourselves feel better and say we did something in theme.
Yep.
Just throw out one movie, horror movie, you want someone to watch that's maybe not super well known.
Oh, shit.
Like, not just something. Well. Just,
Jonathan knows
something. I know mine, but that's because I already knew what we were going to go with, and I didn't tell you. I would say Monster Squad.
Okay.
Because it is on Netflix now, and I was blown away to see that it was on Netflix. That was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Yeah.
I think that thing's a classic.
Oh, can't here we go. I got one. It.
And that's what I would say. What go home, got? Watch Monster Squad, everyone.
Monster Squad is on Netflix.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I was going to say, when you first were talking, it was like Alien or Exorcist. Ooh, my two favorite, but I mean, people have seen it. Dumpling, or I guess it's the three Korean films, short films, but the best one is Dumpling. And I think it was shot by the guy who did Lady in the Water. I forget his name. I don't know why I'm forgetting his name. Really good cinematographer.
Christopher Doyle?
Yes, Christopher Doyle. I'm almost certain. It was a non Korean guy. Dumpling's messed up. It's about a woman who's losing her husband because she's aging, and then she finds out that you can eat these dumplings from this, like, you know, back whatever black marketplace that is made out of fetuses. It's messed up. It's messed up. Interesting gender politics. Interesting movie. Beautifully shot. I think there's also a long version of it, but just watch the short version.
Nice.
All right, cool. I never heard of it. I'll check that out.
I got one. It's a kind of a weird deep cut. It's not really a good movie, but definitely a really interesting movie. It's called Wild Zero. It is a guitar. It's a biker zombie movie, but with Japanese punk band, and they are the leads of it, and it's incredible. It's just ridiculous. And it has one of my favorite scenes of all time, which is there's a kind of like schlubby main character, and he meets Guitar Wolf, who's the guitar player for this band. And Guitar Wolf tells him, you know, like, you know, to, you know, believe himself and all that stuff. And then not 2 minutes later in the movie, he gets scared and they flash back to the scene where he meets Guitar Wolf again, which happened to me. And it's like, that's like one of my favorite like flashbacks.
I've only seen pieces of it, but everything
is really
good.
It
sounds rad.
It's pretty rad. Not really that scary, but definitely a good deep cut foreign horror movie called Wild Zero.
John
Carman to finish it off.
Okay. Steve Jobs, the new Steve Jobs film.
Oh my god!
It centers on
everybody who was sympathizing with you.
Hold on,
who was like
hold
mad
on.
For too much. The
you haven't seen
you
it.
Said that.
You haven't seen it. You haven't seen it.
But
it's about a man. It's about a man who is monstrous and cruel to his subordinates in order to inspire greatness, including his own daughter. I think you guys could relate to a man of such ambition, you know what I mean?
Nice.
And character. I think you'll see some of yourselves. I think you'll see some of yourselves in that film. And, you know, and perhaps you'll get scared as well, as I did.
And that's what we have to deal with on the raids, everybody.
That's where the horror
Steve
comes
Jobs
from.
Was seeing your horror yourself. Movie for, real quick, just okay, thanks everybody. Steve Jobs, John Carman's horror movie for the month of October. Okay.
Everyone, go get your spooks in. Check out Jobs in theaters.
I heard Steve Jobs.
It'll make your skin crawl. He does not. They make him look like a pretty big monster.
I heard that Steve Jobs often invited his employees to, you know, play games with him
and have
a great time.
People were terrified of it. People were terrified of getting a raid invite because you couldn't say no to Steve.
Like, it's crazy.
Like, hey, sorry, what do you do here at this company? Do you want a raid tonight? And everybody just palm sweat, just nonstop.
You just hang out. Do you want to just hang out with Steve Jobs all the time?
He would threaten his employees with like Russian roulette, his daughter.
What? Yeah. Really?
You'll see. Not like
no, I think
literal
Russian. We could learn something from Steve Jobs.
You saw it. Yeah, John, it's not a horror movie, John.
Did you see it?
I was next to you in the theater.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what. Sorry, that's right.
Wow. Oh, I also heard that. I also heard that Steve Jobs often went to movies with his employee. They were so monstrous.
We never got a chance to really talk. We had to like leave right after. We never got a chance to really.
Usually, you do
our
have
thoughts.
To when the movie is over. Yeah,
we'll save it for
weekend.
The next
I'm gonna
one.
See you this weekend. We'll talk.
All right. Well, hey, listen. Thanks everybody for hanging with us for a spell.
Oh, thanks to everybody that came to Comic-Con.
Oh, yes. Right? And for those of you who stopped by our panel at the – I joked because it was in the Pepsi, like, Perfect Theater near Comic-Con. And people were like, what room are you in? After the last time, I was like, it was the Pepsi Challenge Theater. You got to take the Pepsi Challenge before you can get in. We showed a little bit of the Hulu show. It was received very well, a short that was directed by new director Ashley Birch.
Awesome.
And the show's coming out December 2nd.
Boom.
So, you know, mark your calendars. Do you guys have calendars?
Yeah.
Mark them.
Yeah.
Show's coming out. Did real good at New York Comic Con. Got some good response. So any of you who stopped by, thank you very much. We do very much appreciate you helping fill up that room. And,
awesome.
Until next time, right?
Yep.
Thanks very much, Benji, John Carman, the world's greatest Destiny player, Matt Arnold, the most tyrannical boss, and me, Freddie Wong.
A monster.
One of the regular cool guy, Freddie Wong.
Just regular cool guy, Freddie Wong.
One of the monsters.
One of the greatest... of the greatest supervillains of all time. Thanks very much, and we'll see you all next time.
See you.